ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a US government committee has directed its Department of Energy to address safety shortfalls over its handling of nuclear waste stored on Runet Island in the Marshall Islands. The Runet Dome was used to store radioactive materials left over from US nuclear weapons testing during the 1940s and 50s. And according to the Marshall Islands Nuclear Commission, more than 99% of the waste has seeped into the atoll's lagoon. And while it has yet to be passed by the House of Representatives, a report issued by its Committee on Appropriations last month says the Department of Energy has failed to comply with its obligations to the Marshall Islands. The Nuclear Commission's chair, Rhea Moss-Christian, told Mackenzie Smith it's a significant decision for Marshall Islands.
We're optimistic, and it is going to be partially dependent on how well we follow up from our side. But what we hope it looks like is more partnership. So practically where DOE communicates with the NNC and with local government stakeholders in the Marshall Islands more frequently before they visit, works with us on development of research plans and research protocols, and engages more Marshallese in their research through hiring community members or students to join them in their research. So that's what it looks like for us, that increased, more meaningful engagement in their research work. But of course, DOE's role in the Marshall Islands is not just limited to research in the Runet Dome and also some of the other northern atolls, but they're also in charge of the medical monitoring program, which is managed out of Hawaii.
Would this involve work on the dome as well to come into full compliance? What has to happen there?
Well, they need to get the groundwater survey going. The public law was adopted in 2011 and was meant to take effect starting in 2012. DOE is still in the first phase of this groundwater study. And we've heard different excuses along the way. And the latest excuse is the pandemic. Well, the pandemic didn't start until 2020. So what was happening prior to then? We've heard funding excuses as well. The funding is supposed to be coming from Department of Interior technical grants. I mean, I think there's probably no end to the excuses that can be used. The fact is, this is mandated by law and should have been well advanced in that study by now. And then there's also the visual survey of the concrete exterior, and the last published study that was done was in 2013.
Another thing the committee has suggested is translating survey reports into Marshallese. How important do you think that is right now?
I would say it's one of several priorities. It's one of a number of actions that DOE can take to improve their partnership and engagement with the RMI. I don't think Marshallese are sitting around waiting for the opportunity to read a DOE report in Marshallese language. But, you know, as I said to you in our email communication, I think people are willing and ready to engage in conversation. And people also deserve to know and understand what's happening in the environment around them. So the DOE not only translating their reports into the Marshallese language, but also putting their reports into layman's terms so that anyone who is interested can read these reports without requiring a technical specialized background in radiation science or radiology, but just can understand in a general way what these reports are telling us. And I think that's basic. For me, that's a basic element of conducting research in other areas where you need to be able to, you should be interested. In fact, that should be your first priority, is communicating your findings in ways that are useful to people.